It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The Museum of Modern Art is known for its paintings, sculptures, and videos by artists like Picasso and Jackson Pollock. Exhibits featuring little black cocktail dresses or baseball caps are not something that immediately come to mind. But a new show at the museum changes that idea. It asks visitors to examine the clothing and accessories they wear and asks the question, is fashion modern? Joining me is WNYC's editor for special projects, Rebecca Carroll. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Jamie.
So, Rebecca, this exhibit features over 100 items of fashion. What's this all about?
So the impetus came from the curator Paola Antonelli's sort of personal list that she kept just as somebody who's interested in fashion. She called it Garments That Changed the World. And she's been keeping it for some time. And she'd put iconic pieces of clothing that for one reason or another, you know, stand out, like a white T-shirt, right? Or a beret or a miniskirt. So when the director of the MoMA, Glenn Lowry, discovered that she had been keeping this list, he suggested she turn it into an exhibit.
Well, those items certainly make sense to me. Maybe the turtleneck would be on there.
And, it is.
The trench coat.
It is.
Okay, so why is that an exhibit? And why is the viewer participating? It sounds like it's kind of a self-examination.
I think the idea is to have a personal experience of when you look at a certain item of clothing. And it definitely feels like, certainly if you're of a certain age, it feels like walking down memory lane. So, you know, you run into certain pieces and you can almost remember where you were when that particular piece was in fashion or in trend. And for me, specifically, it was interesting because I grew up and was raised in rural New England. And so I, you know, when you see like the clog or the Patagonia fleece, which was ubiquitous when I was growing up, is really kind of like it's interesting to jog the memory. Whereas I was also drawn to, culturally speaking, the door knocker earrings, the tracksuit, the kangol, the dashiki, you know, the head wraps. So it was, I think what the exhibit's asking is that you sort of have a personal experience and interaction with the pieces.
It's so funny because I grew up here in New York City and never was the Patagonia fleece a thing.
Right, right.
Okay, so is it all about everyday items that people wear? Any high fashion?
Oh, for sure there's high fashion. I mean, there's a whole encased display of shoes that were worn by Elton John, shoes that were, you know, I mean, mile-high platform shoes, gorgeous.
I mean, really Elton John
yes,
shoes?
Yes, really Elton John shoes. And you just can't believe that he actually wore them because they're enormous, but they're beautiful. So there's definitely high fashion and certainly, you know, the little black dress is not just the little black dress. There's a whole sort of, you know, an arrangement and variations of the little black dress.
So fashion, you mentioned the dashiki.
Yeah.
And the beret, you know, the beret could be the French beret that we think of in Paris on the Champs-Élysées, or it could be, I think of, you know, the Black Panthers.
Right.
So it often has a connection to politics, mm-hmm. right? What do you think the show is trying to say about that relationship, if anything?
Well, I think that's really an interesting point, which is that, I mean, it's extremely well/carefully curated. And there are all of these placards that sort of go in deep about the history of certain pieces. And so you do sort of learn things. Like you brought up the beret, I brought up the kangol, which the origins of which is a bucket hat. Nobody knows the specific origins of it, but one of the origins is associated with a dance that was done in South Africa as part of Black South Africans' expression in the wake of dismantling apartheid. So, you know, there are these little things that you can connect with, but in the end, it's less fluid, you know, as it is sort of, well, curated.
Can clothes make a movement, or is it the other way around?
I don't really associate clothing with movements. I think that we'd use clothing and fashion for all sorts of reasons. We use it to signal and symbol how we feel. We use it to cover up who we are. We use it to communicate. But I don't think that on its own, it can make a movement. No.
Items is Fashion Modern runs through January 28th at MoMA. And Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's editor for special projects. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.